Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good Thursday afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's show being brought to you by our good friend Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484. Look, it's that time. Look, a lot of things are going on right now. You need somebody that you absolutely trust with your money and your future. I can tell you in no uncertain terms, I completely trust Rick Weibel. Give Rick a call, 800-609-9484, okay? Or you can go online to rewfinancial.com. I'm in the beautiful Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors is 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, it's 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And the Hilscher's General Store Hotline, our good friends at Hilscher's General Store, and they have it all. You go in there, and I think you're surprised at the volume that they have in there. And, yes, it's cold. Get the boots, get the outerwear, but there are other things to go to Hilscher's for as well. 7 miles south of Sealands Grove. All right, today we're going to have on Neil Riddell of the Altoona Mirror, my good friend, and also Adam Amin from ESPN. Tomorrow we have Guy Cipriano of the Center Daily Times. Also we'll have Tony DeFazio of the Pittsburgh Sports Report and Greg Cosell from NFL Films. Somebody came up to me yesterday and said, boy, Greg Cosell, pretty good get. No kidding. We're trying to get a lot of good gets on this show. And we have two of them today, and Adam Amin and Neil Riddell. So a lot coming up. So let's get to it with Above the Noise. Here's Dan Patrick.
I really need a used car.
Sunbury Motors has lots full of used cars.
But it has to be a good used car.
Well, they're not good.
What?
They're great. Sunbury Motors has over 300 used vehicles to choose from. Cars, SUVs, and trucks so good, we wouldn't sell them if we wouldn't drive them. That's probably why we consistently sell over 200 cars a month. And when Sunbury Motors is the largest Ford dealership in the central Susquehanna Valley. Sunbury Motors makes buying a new car easy with a huge inventory and lots of choices.
And I'm a smart shopper, and I know what the price should be for the car I want.
Well, here at Sunbury Motors, you get our lowest price promise. We research prices on used cars so much that if you find a better deal, we'll beat it. That's a promise. So here's your keys.
Thanks.
Take a test drive today at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and our Kia dealerships at Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Shop 24/7 and see our inventory at sunburymotors.com. That's sunburymotors.com. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Hi, I'm Rick Weibel from REW Financial. I strive to take an eagle-eye approach to your financial future to help give you the freedom to make powerful decisions. I work with you to help you find the discipline you need to get the results you want. I don't believe in just setting it up and letting things go. I'll always be looking to see how we can make things better. REW Financial is an independent company committed to the highest standards of integrity, ethics, and value throughout your financial journey. See us in Lewisburg and Brook Park Farm. Call 800-609-9484 or visit us online at rewfinancial.com.
Mark Lawrence making sense of what was heard on the Steve Jones Show today. That's what's coming up tomorrow on The Mark. I like that. Steve will rejoin us from the Sunbury Motors studio here in just a few moments. Thursday edition of the Steve Jones Show, as the man said earlier, sponsored by Rick Weibel at REW Financial Services, LLC. Rick and Lee there can help you out in anything you need financially and can put you on the right path, too. So find out more by visiting them on the web. Lots of stories to talk about today in the, as Steve likes to put it for me, the TMZ world. One of the things that I wanted to bring up here early on is something I found very, very interesting, and I mentioned about it on the Steve Jones Facebook page. And if you haven't liked us there on Facebook, please do. There's a couple of things that happen through the day that we kind of like to get out there and get some thoughts on before the show begins at 3. So we throw it out there earlier on Facebook. And, of course, follow Steve on Twitter, Steve Jones PSU. That's at Steve Jones PSU. But here is a thing that I found from CBS Sports Reports. CBSSports.com reporting that one of the BCS computer polls This is one of those polls that come in and actually, you know, create the BCS, one of the computers that actually creates it. I think it's called the Colli Matrix. It's one of six computer formulas used by the BCS to determine the rankings. This particular one has Notre Dame still ranked number one and Alabama second. After a 42-14 win in the national championship game, Alabama still ranked second. How in the world is that possible? That's what I wanted to ask. And so I looked up a little bit further and found that the matrix method for ranking college football teams in detail for this particular program is rather simple the way it sounds. It's based on very simple statistic principles, uses only wins and losses as input. Margin of victory doesn't matter. The scheme adjusts effectively, or according to the the PR side of this, for strength of schedule in a way that's free of bias toward conference, tradition, or region. So basically you're looking at something that is a win-loss. That's it. It doesn't matter that Alabama beat Notre Dame by 28 points and the fact that Notre Dame was originally unbeaten and now they aren't. If that just goes by the win-loss, it actually picks Notre Dame first. That's a little bit scary to me.
Yeah, it is scary.
That is a little bit scary, Stephen.
I saw that on the Facebook, and I looked at that, and I said, what the heck? How could it compete? I mean, that's what tells you right.
Yeah, there's something seriously wrong there if the computer says that Notre Dame is still number one after losing by that kind of a margin. And that's the part that I didn't quite understand. And we'll get Steve here hooked up from the mobile Sunbury Motor Studio here again in just a moment. But based on wins and losses, that's the way this computer, and it's one of the six used in the BCS. Based on wins and losses, not margin of victory, it adjusts effectively for strength of schedule, but wins and losses is how this computer matrix works.
That's unbelievable. I mean, I find the whole thing to be stunning. Now, that was all Ford at that stage.
Well, I'll tell you what, this makes it much, much easier.
Now it's bizarre.
Yeah, well, this makes it much, much easier to support a new system. And again, we're having a few here technical issues getting Steve connected mobily here from the Sunbury Motors studio here this afternoon. So as soon as we get those squared away, we'll get Steve back here with us in just a moment. Don't forget, it is all Steve Jones Thursday, which means that Steve will not only be with us here till 5, but then back again at 6 from Damon's so he can enjoy the ribs.
Right. Well, I hope. I'm not going to have a lot of time today. I mean, I've got a half hour in between. Half hour in between Damon's and the game.
Well, you may have to wear a bib so you don't get a mess. That's the only difference.
Yeah, well, I'm always worried about the bib. That's yours, of course, has, you know, feed the chef.
Right.
That bothers me. Yeah, the computer thing's a big problem. We're going to have Adam Amin, who just called the Under Armour game, on the show today. Okay? And Neil Riddell is going to join us from the Altoona Mirror today. So we have a lot going on. Yeah, I think I lost him again. Did I lose
you? No, we're good.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
was somebody clearing their sinuses there or something?
No, I told you. You'll hear a horn once in a while. Oh. That is what they do to switch drills. It's the same system Bill O'Brien uses for football. When they change a drill in football, they use a horn right away. Well, Patrick Chambers has picked up on the same theme, and when they go to switch up and go to a different drill, they now use a horn in between. What Patrick Chambers puts up is a running clock. Okay, there's a running clock now in practice. Instead of him sitting there saying, okay, 10 minutes, and, you know, they put 10 minutes up and they do the drill, and then they you know, and then usually they stretch it a few minutes past that. He just puts it up and said, look, this is as long as I'm practicing today. Then we're done. Okay?
Yeah,
that's
we should,
what he wants. That's why you'll hear the horn in the background.
We should mention Steve is at the Bryce Jordan Center, in case you missed it earlier with our connection issue. So that's why Steve has the Sunbury Motor Studio on the road today.
Yes, on the road. Yes, I'm inside the building. I'm going to be in for several hours tonight. We're going to have Adam Amin from ESPN on. He just called the Under Armour game. He also has done extensive work with Sports USA, Kevin, on the NFL. So we'll be able to touch on that with him. And also, we'll have Neil Riddell from the Altoona Mirror on the happenings with Penn State football and how he is analyzing all of this. So that's what we have today. And then tomorrow, Greg Cosell from NFL Films will break down. This is not your more popular segment, Kevin. I apologize. Okay?
Okay.
You are a TMZ, Mike Mularkey got fired. Who's going to get the Jacksonville job? Who's interviewing? Brian Kelly's interviewing. It's juicy. It's red meat. We're going to talk about why teams might win tomorrow. I know it's not your favorite.
You know who I think is going to get
the tape.
You know who I think is going to get the Jacksonville job? Tebow.
Well, it's going to have to be a guy that understands what Jacksonville wants to do if they decide to get him. I mean, that's what the kind of guy that gets that job is going to have to be somebody. Time to switch drills. It's going to have to be somebody that understands that they get him and they want him to be the full-time quarterback. They're going to have to install an offense that takes advantage of what he does.
Every time I hear that horn, I think your ship came in, Steve.
That's okay. Ever since I started working with you, I felt like my ship sailed. No.
Sunk.
We're listing. This is an important game tonight for Penn State. Very important game. They can break through and win this game tonight. And it's great to see Tim Frazier walking around right now in sneakers. Okay? No longer wearing a boot, even. He is walking around in sneakers. Last week out at Madison, he actually was on the bike, which I found to be very impressive that he was on the bike. Because, again, when you're on the bike, that's stretching that Achilles and stretching and it's stretching. And, of course, it's just been surgically repaired, and it's stretching it out more and more. And I was impressed with the fact that he got on that bike and looked good on it. And now he's out there. He's walking around. You know, he's not walking at a great pace, but he's walking around in sneakers. Okay? And I think that's great for him. I think it's tremendous.
I bet it's driving him just bananas watching practice and watching everybody go through the motions and stuff.
Yeah, it is. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think that's a big problem. It's tough for him to see it. But at the same time, you know, it's one thing to sit there, and I know I've talked to him about this, saying, hey, look, now you're going to get another year. It's going to be an interesting year with a lot of talent around you. Johnny Johnson's going to be in and available. You know, you're going to have DJ Newbill now with a full year under his belt. He'll only be a junior next year. Ross Travis will be a junior. So I've talked to him about the positives there. But it's one thing for you to sit there and outline the positives to somebody about their current situation, but they're still living in that situation right now, and he can't play, and that's still frustrating for him, even though he knows that he'll be able to play next year. Next year isn't here yet. And there's still rehab he has to go through. And Achilles is a difficult thing to rehab. It's a six-month rehab. Well, right now he's about, 6 weeks into it. It's very difficult. And they're playing the toughest schedule in the country right now. I mean, Indiana just looked like, they look like a team that's fighting to get to the Final Four. They played fabulous. They ran some fast breaks the other night. The 60s and 70s Boston Celtics would have loved. The ball never touched the floor. It was beautiful. Fast break basketball to watch. And I also think in there were moments Indiana didn't play that well either. And Penn State held them scoreless from the field. No baskets the first 6.5 minutes of the second half. So.
I do like, though, the way you described their offense as putting their foot through the floor.
Oh, they do. They try to put it through the floor, and then they try to put their foot on your throat. That's what they try to do with their offense. Their best defense is their offense. without question. So tonight you have a wounded Northwestern team. Drew Crawford is out for the year. This is the sixth game that he has now missed in all of this. Six games he's now missed. And, of course, Tim Frazier's out. Adam Amin from ESPN is coming up. We're going to talk with him. Then the next half hour will be Neil Riddell as we continue from the Bryce Jordan Center on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484 or go online to rewfinancial.com.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And say, if you want to get through these interesting financial times, you need somebody you trust. I tell you, I trust Rick Weibel implicitly. And you can also go to rewfinancial.com. Sunbury Motors Studio Mobile today. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. And also, the Hilscher's General Store hotline at 1-800-795-9565, powered by Hilscher's General Store, 7 miles south of Sealands Grove. We're going to one of the younger play-by-play broadcasters in our business. He just did the Under Armour game on ESPN. So let's get a feel for that and turn to him. Adam, welcome. It's great to have you on the show.
Hey, guys. Really appreciate that. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you on. You just did the Under Armour game. So, I mean, you just did the high school game. What impressed you out of that game? Because it's a game of individuals. So what impressed you?
There's a handful of guys that impressed me right off the top. It was a defensive slugfest, basically, so no surprise that a defensive player is going to stick out right away. If you're going to watch SEC football next year, in the next 3 years, watch Vernon Hargraves at Florida. He's going to be one of the best cornerbacks in the country. He's our top-ranked cornerback in our ESPN rankings, and it's for a very good reason. You got to see why in Tampa last week. He's an excellent open field tackler, outstanding in coverage, not the biggest guy, 5'10", 5'11", but just an outstanding athlete and understands the quarterback position as well as any high school player you're going to see in the nation. Robert Kembeche is the number one player in the country, high motor guy. He's narrowed it down to LSU, which schools he's going to go to. His brother plays at Ole Miss, defensive end, and motor guy compared to Jadeveon Clowney. And then on the offensive end, I know people in state college.
And once again, we'll try to regain our connection here to the mobile Sunbury Motors Studio.
Yes, sir, young man, but his leadership on the football field was excessively impressive. And obviously the people in State College have reasons to smile for next year with Bill O'Brien coming back and a really great quarterback, a great leader coming onto their football team, and a very good tight end in Adam Brenneman, who I got a chance to speak with. He didn't play. He's been dealing with an injury the last 3 or 4 months now. But a lot of reasons to be excited in State College for football next year.
What do you get more out of the game, which is the actual broadcast and the reason you're there, or the practices?
Practices, easily. When you get a chance to see how they interact, how these kids interact with not only us, but more importantly, their coaches. You know, and we have some great ones. Herm Edwards, Steve Mariucci coached the teams. Chris Winkie worked with Christian Hackenberg this week, or last week, and all the other quarterbacks. LeVar Arrington, a great defensive player, 3-time Pro Bowler, Hall of Famer Deion Sanders, works with the DBs. And when you see how they take instruction, when you see how they react to situations, and when you see how they react for the first time being challenged, really challenged by people who are just as good, if not better than them, that tells you more about those kids than just one single game ever will. Because they've always played competition. They're going to play good competition for the next 4 years when they get to the college level. But when you see how they react to it for the first time, do they shy away from it? Do they, you know, when they get punched in the mouth, do they, you know, step up, or, you know, do they impress you, or or do they go in the opposite direction? And for a lot of these kids, especially the ones that we thought were really good, they stepped up. You know, Christian's one of those guys. Robert Tendici was definitely one of those guys. Matthew Thomas, who's an outstanding athlete, is going to be a great linebacker, a defensive end in somebody's system next year. Those are the types of kids that really impress you because of how they react to a new situation.
Obviously, it's very difficult for the NFL to rate people because we see people picked in the first round and it doesn't quite pan out despite the extensive research they do. How difficult is it ranking high school players when you're talking about hundreds and hundreds of high schools across the country?
You know, Tom Luganville is our director of recruiting at ESPN, and he's my football partner all year. You know, and we spend, you know, days of a week together for about 12 weeks, week in and week out. And I look at him and go, I don't know how you do it, man. I don't know how you go with between watching tape and between getting reports. He's got a full staff, obviously, as well. But, you know, between all the players that could be under the radar and all the criticism that you get when you're in a position like Tom is or Craig Harbert or Eric Tyson or Corey Long, all these guys that do such a great job for us at ESPN, how tough it is to rank some of these guys. And, I mean, they go based off of what they see against the competition. They use the state that you're playing in and the competition that's in that state as a gauge as well. And when you get a chance to see these kids on national television, how to perform when those bright lights are on them, because that's how it's going to be when they get to college. So it takes so many things into consideration, and I wish I could tell you the entire process, but it's hard for me even to comprehend how these guys do it, but they get it done, man. I mean, between all the tape and all the reports and talking to these kids and talking with their parents and every ounce of research that they put into these kids, they do a phenomenal job. And more often than not, you know, you're going to miss some here and there, and you're going to be wrong on some guys. But more often than not, the kids you see, like your Jadeveon Clowneys and like your A.J. McCarrons, like your Manti Te'os, the guys that get ranked, Star Lotulelei, these guys that get ranked are going to be great college players, and a handful of them are going to be really good NFL players.
And by working with Tom Luganville, you're talking about somebody who's extremely responsible with what he's trying to do. Give me an idea how careful he is, not to blow somebody out of proportion, but to try and be realistic about them, but, you know, realizing that people develop at different stages.
You know, I think we get a lot of criticism, and understandably so, for those that may not exactly what we do, but we get a lot of criticism for putting 17, 18-year-old kids on a pedestal and putting them on a stage that, A, they may not be ready for, or, B, they might exploit for their own egos or whatever it may be. I understand that people are going to criticize us for that, but I think we do a very good job in balancing. We don't try to blow kids, you know, up too much. We're going to be impressed by them. We're not going to be too hard on them because they're 17, 18-year-old kids. But we're also going to be very realistic. And I think the best example of this is Reuben Foster. Foster, a guy who came back into the top 20 when the final ESPN 150 rankings came out today. It's recruitingnation.com, by the way, if you want to check it out. The final rankings came out. Reuben Foster was at one point the number two player in the country. He had a terrible game in October when we went and put him on national TV and talked about him going to Auburn at the time he was committed to the Tigers. Terrible game. And Tom did not pull any punches. He said he's not having a very good game right now. And it came true, and a couple of weeks later when the new rankings came out, he was out of the top 10. You know, we're very clear about our intentions here. We go based off competition, how these kids perform, and who the best prospects are. And again, Tom has great relationships with every college coach you can imagine. You know, when he gets phone calls and texts and all that stuff from coaches asking, how is this guy doing? What do you like about him? What do you not like about him? You know, there's a lot of research that goes into this, and we try our best to be very realistic, not blow him up too much, but not be too hard on him either. But if somebody's not going to perform, we're not afraid to say it, and Tom wasn't. And to Ruben's credit, he had a great game during the Under Armour All-America game and had a great week of practice, too, and he earned his position back in the top 20.
We're with Adam Amin from ESPN. You also do the NFL on Sports USA. So you have had an opportunity to see a lot of people that will be playing this weekend. I want to get, first of all, the change in mindset that you have to make between knowing that you're broadcasting high school players to now knowing you're broadcasting paid professionals.
it, it, at the very least, when I started my NFL in week 9 this year, it was at the very least I had 2 college games in between. So I had some time to go from the high school ranks to go back to the college games and then ease myself back into the NFL. But it is a very interesting situation to be put in, because the game at the high school level, when you only watch high school football for the first couple of months of the season, and that's what I do, the speed doesn't, you don't understand the speed necessarily. That first college game I did, my first college game was on radio this year, it was Alabama-Tennessee.
Okay.
The speed of that game, in comparison to what I had been watching for the past 7 weeks was a little bit different. But at the very least, it allowed me to ease in. I had a college game right before I did my NFL game, my first NFL game in November, so I got acclimated to the speed again. And then when I got back on radio, and it's a big difference going from college to NFL and going from TV to radio, it took a little while, but when I finally made the adjustment and got back into a group of things, it felt like old hands. So.
In the NFL, as you worked down the stretch with Sports USA, Adam, who impressed you?
You know, Denver was the first team I saw this year.
Okay.
And I saw them when they were 4-3, and they were just coming off a bye week. It was week 9, I want to say their bye week was week 8. And they're playing on the road at Cincinnati against a Cincinnati team that has a really underrated defense. And while it had troubles with Arian Foster last week, I've been raving about the Cincinnati defense all year because they got a couple of Pro Bowl secondary players. Geno Atkins might be the best defensive tackle in the league, and he doesn't get credit for it at all. And Ray Mauluga got called out by Marvin Lewis before that Denver game to play tougher and play meaner. So I had a good feeling about that Cincinnati defense. And Peyton Manning did not have his best game. Yet, he still did what Peyton Manning does. He threw 2 interceptions in that game and still came back to win that game. And when I saw that, I thought, that bye week really did numbers for Denver, because when Manning got an opportunity to work with Eric Decker, Demaryius Thomas, Jacob Tan, Joel Dreesen, those 4 guys who do so much on the offensive end, and especially when Willis McGahee got hurt and those guys are going to be relied on more, I had a feeling that that bye week was the most critical moment of that season, of this season for the Broncos, because as soon as Manning got time to work with those receivers, that's when they become dangerous. That's when Manning gets his checks. That's when Manning does what everybody knows Peyton Manning can do. Go to the line, see where Mike linebacker is, decipher coverages in a heartbeat, and relay all that information at the line in that muddle huddle that Denver likes to run, and get all those checks out to his receivers. I thought at that moment, after I saw him win that game, I thought they might not lose more than 2 games the rest of the way. Well, they didn't lose a single game the rest of the way, and they're the number 1 seed. That's why Denver's bar none to me the most impressive team playing in the playoffs right now.
Last year, when they went 8-8, as much of a, obviously, surrounded Tim Tebow, people forgot, I think, that their defense played really well. Is Denver's defense, when you've seen them in person, appear to be consistently strong?
Not as consistent as I think they can be.
Right.
And I think I you saw moments this year where they did have some issues. But because Von Miller is phenomenal, because Elvis Dumervil was starting to get healthy again. Remember, Dumervil's dealt with injuries in the past. I think Derek Wolfe's a big reason why they're good. And, you know, when Tracy Porter got hurt, there was a lot of concern. But the 2 guys that stepped in, Harris and Adams, into Porter's spot, basically, when Porter was dealing with, you know, some serious medical issues, that was a big reason why they've had success this year. And that was a major reason why they had success last year. You know, I think the best Tim Tebow was last year was a game manager.
Right.
You know, and that's not an insult. That is not an insult, and I hate the fact that people say that game manager is an insult. That's what your job is as a quarterback. Manage the game, right? Manage the game and don't screw it up. And that's, for the most part, what Tim Tebow did last year in an 8-8 season. It was the defense that won them their games. I think the best comparison this year to last year's Denver team, the Seattle Seahawks. Now, don't get me wrong, Russell Wilson is a much more talented quarterback than Tim Tebow is. I did Seattle twice this year. I've met Russell Wilson. He is a quality stand-up man.
Yep.
And there's a reason why people buy in. Excellent
yeah.
leader.
Yeah, one knucklehead voted him Big Ten Player of the Year last year in his ballot. I did.
You know,
I said it won't take
all.
I thought he was the difference maker in the entire league.
I don't blame that person one bit at all, and I absolutely buy into it. And I'm a Russell Wilson fan. I haven't done 2 of the games this year, but I think
he has field vision and a poise back there. He doesn't overuse the run, but he uses it when he needs to. And I think he sees most of the chess pieces on the field at a young age.
I called their final regular season game against St. Louis this
year. Okay.
And they don't do – it's not RG3. You can't compare Russell Wilson and RG3. You can say they have similar athleticism. Yeah. They have similar leadership capability. They both have good arms, better than average, especially for RG3. But it's not the same offense. It's not. RG3, they design plays for him. Russell Wilson, they'll run a read option maybe 4 or 5 times a game. And they're just doing that just to keep a defense a little softer. They've got, a great running back in Marshawn Lynch, who's having a career year, 1,600 plus yards this year. And that went by the wayside because Seattle's on the West Coast, just like Denver is kind of out west, and not everybody pays attention. They see the quarterback, and that's all they see when the headlines come out. Lynch had a career year this year, and that defense was the best defense and maybe the most physical defense in the NFL this year. And like Denver last year, did not get as much credit as they deserved. The only time they made headlines was when Brandon Browner and got suspended, and Richard Sherman fought for an appeal of his suspension, and when Chris Clemens had his ACL torn up. That's when the Seattle defense got headlines. That team has a phenomenal defense, and that is what may help them beat Atlanta this weekend.
Russell Wilson's a better shortstop than RG3.
that is also true.
Yes. Okay, very quickly, Sherman, Browner, matching up against Roddy White, Julio Jones. Who wins it?
I think Sherman wins his battle. I think whoever Browner is guarding, I think you have to attack Browner a little bit. Remember, he just came back last week. He didn't look full speed last week either, and he didn't have to face as many as difficult of a target as you're going to have to deal with whether it's White or Jones. You have to attack Brandon Browner. Sherman is so physical, and he always gets good safety help from Earl Thomas. I think you have to attack Browner. If you're going to attack somebody, attack Brandon Browner.
Denver and Baltimore.
It was a blowout a couple of weeks ago, basically. It was a 17-point game, but that was only because of a Dennis Pitta touchdown late. Denver dominated that game. That was on the road. Denver's the number one seed. I'm impressed with Ray Lewis. I love what they're doing. It's a great story. Joe Flacco gets so much flack that he doesn't deserve. Peyton Manning all the way.
In the end, Houston, New England.
Again, you saw how bad New England blew out Houston a few weeks back. I haven't seen anything in Houston that scares me. Even though their defense was so good early in the season, I had their game against Jacksonville, where Jacksonville pushed them to the brink in overtime, nearly beat them in their place. I know Houston's got an extra motivation. I know Arian Foster really wants to have a big game. It's very difficult for me to bet against Tom Brady. I'm thinking Manning Brady in the AFC Championship, which I don't think anybody's going to complain about.
Especially not CBS. and San Francisco Green Bay out in the on the coast.
This is the most difficult one to pick. Green Bay, to me, was the hottest NFC team, the most dangerous NFC team. I saw them a couple of times this year, and even though they're on the road, this will be the one time I have to lean away against a home team in a game like this. I think Green Bay is good enough. I think the last 4 weeks of the season, they proved they have some semblance of a running game. The only way I see Green Bay's offense sputtering is if their offensive line, which has been banged up this year, if they have issues with Alden Smith, but I get a feeling they're going to help out on him. They're going to chip him a little bit. John Kuhn's going to play a lot more snaps, I think, to help out on Alden Smith. And the only thing that makes a quarterback good in this league is time. And Aaron Rodgers is as good as any quarterback in this league when you give him time to make a play. Jennings is healthy. He's got a great receiving core and some semblance of a running game. Green Bay, that's going to be my upset pick on the road.
Yeah, that's the best receiving core left in the playoffs, no doubt.
Yeah.
Deepest. Adam, thanks so much. It was great having you on. Look forward to having you on in the future again. You gave us great insight across the board. Thank you.
Anytime, guys.
Adam Amin from ESPN. One of the youngest play-by-play guys out there, as a matter of fact. Well, we're at the Bryce Jordan Center. Today's show being brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. I want you to give Rick a call at 800-609-9484. Unsure, unsteady times? Well, when you get unsure, unsteady times, that's when you need somebody like Rick. And he can take care of you. He'll take good care of you. A man of great integrity who has your interest at heart. Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC, 800-609-9484. You can always go online to REWfinancial.com. We'll come back with more from the Jordan Center in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back. Great to have you with us. We're at the Jordan Center. Neil Riddell, Altoona Mirror, rolling your way next half hour. All right. So we'll have Neil on to really give you a perspective on everything. Horn just blew. That means they're changing up now. Another drill.
Is this an open practice or is this a closed practice? I'm sorry. It's what?
So I get to go. I said every practice is closed.
Ooh, so like this is we're in a spot that no one else could be in right now.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
But I suppose I'm allowed to go all the time. So,
well, I'm sorry, we don't all have VIP access passes.
How it helps me to an inch. It really does. Hilsner's General Store, by the way, is our phone line sponsor at 1-800-795-9565. Okay. Mucklucks? Muckluck time? You'd look at a pair of Mucklucks.
No, I don't think I would, but they have a lot of muck boots on the wall.
Love mucks.
The wall of boots.
Okay. That's at Hill. Yep, the wall of boots. And don't forget that we will have Neil Riddell, Altoona Mirror, next half hour. Brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484.